The following is a presentation of KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 KJAN. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by members of the KJAN All Sports Booster Association. Now, here are Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Guthrie Center High School tonight as we get ready for Guthrie Center, to Audubon High School tonight as we get ready for high school basketball this evening here on KJAN as Guthrie Center and Glidden-Ralston get set to battle in game one of our boys basketball doubleheader here tonight. These teams moving into the postseason now in a Class 1A district tournament game. We'll have two games for you coming up here tonight on the radio as the second game will feature Cam and the host team, Audubon, tonight. We'll have that for you a little bit later on. That game's scheduled to go at about 8 o'clock this evening. This game coming up here tonight, this first contest is a matchup of teams that aren't too far apart, Glidden-Ralston and Guthrie Center, at least not physically, but the two teams play in different conferences. Guthrie Center comes in 1-19 on the season, Glidden-Ralston at 9-12, despite the fact that geographically they're not all that far apart. Haven't faced each other, they play in different conferences, so none of these teams that are in these matchups tonight are rematches the regular season, so you never really know for sure what you've got. It's hard to compare conferences back and forth when you're playing mostly conference games during the regular season until you actually see them on the floor together.
Yeah, it's really kind of up in the air, and that's the way it goes here in the postseason, and there's not a lot of those rematches. It does happen a little bit more, it seems like, on the girls' side here locally than it does on the boys', but it's a whole new deal. You got to go do your scouting the best you can as a coaching staff and see what the other team's tendencies are and try to match up the way that you think you're going to. Maybe try to compare them to the teams in your conferences is what they may do to try to figure out some matchups. But, yeah, it's a little bit of a feeling out process here in these postseason games, especially early on in the game.
Yep, can be, very much so. We'll take a timeout. We'll get you a look at these two teams, Guthrie Center and Glidden-Ralston, as we get ready for game one of our doubleheader tonight. Boys, 1A district tournament basketball coming up here in just a little bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. Serving the community with quality care and concern during the time of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey. First National Bank with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. See them for consumer loans and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. First National Bank, for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medal. Engraving and Awards, LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medal. Engraving and Awards, LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medal. Engraving and Awards, LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. In Anita, call 712-762-3779.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here.
Engraving and Awards, LLC. Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. In Anita, call 712-762-3779.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here.
Engraving and Awards, LLC. Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. Engraving and Awards, LLC. Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. Engraving and Awards, LLC. Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. for awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. In Anita, call 712-762-3779.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here.
Engraving and Awards, LLC. Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. In Anita, call 712-762-3779.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Audubon tonight as we prepare for game one of our boys' Class 1A district doubleheader tonight. These teams facing off here in the district that will include plenty more games coming up. Lynn Ralston and Guthrie Center playing, trying to advance into the next round of the tourney, the quarterfinal round of this district tournament, where they would play coming up on Thursday night at Nottoway Valley High School against Nottoway Valley. For Audubon and Cam, they're on the bracket side with Peyton Sherdan. So the winner of that game will advance to play at Coon Rapids Bayard High School on Thursday night against Peyton Sherdan in second round play. Nottoway Valley and Peyton Sherdan received byes in the first round of this bracket in the tournament. Also, Adair Casey will play Coon Rapids Bayard on Thursday night. That'll be a game on Thursday evening. And also Xyra EHK and Griswold each got byes in the first round. They'll face off in the second round of the tournament. The quarterfinal round is part of that doubleheader at Nottoway Valley High School on Thursday evening. So that's what they're playing for here tonight. Let's take a look at these two teams. First, for the Glenn Ralston Wildcats, they're 9-12 on the season. They will be the home team on the scoreboard here for this game, wearing their home white uniforms with the blue lettering and trim. Here's how the Wildcats of Chris Nelson will line up tonight. It'll be Oliver Connor, a 5'10 junior out front, with Wesley Reaver at 6'1 and a senior. Blake Handlos, a 6'4 senior. Chris Brown at 6' and a junior. And Noah Borkowski, a 6'1 junior, will be your starting five tonight for the Wildcats.
Well, no real standouts as far as leading the pack scoring-wise here for the Wildcats. So you've got Noah Borkowski, Wesley Reaver, both averaging about 8 points per game, and then Cameron Carroll's right behind him, averaging right around 7 to 8 points per game. He's right in the middle there. And then Chris Brown averages 6 points per game, Handlos averaging 5, and a couple more averaging around 5. So you've got a lot of wide spread out as far as the scoring goes. 52 points per game, they average, shoot 39% from the field, 29% from three-point range, and 50% from the free throw line. Rebounding-wise, Wesley Reaver and Noah Borkowski lead the way there. They both have over 100 on the season for them, and they've turned the ball over 260 times compared to 220 steals.
All right, that's a look at the Wildcats of Glenn Ralston. On the other side, Guthrie Center, visiting team tonight, wearing their road black uniforms with the gold lettering and trim. And Coach York Plaggy's team 1-19 on the season. Here's how the Tigers will line up tonight. It'll be junior Sam Courtney out front with Dalton Grove, a senior. Jared Berger, also a senior. TJ Wickland, a junior. And Jared Beyer, a senior, will be your starting five tonight for the Guthrie Center Tigers.
And Courtney leading them with 9 points per game. Jared Berger right behind him, averaging nearly 9 per game. Jared Beyer averaging 6.5, and TJ Wickland averaging 6. They average 41 points per game. As a team, shoot 34% from the field, just 24% from three-point range, and 62% from the free throw line. So they're a little bit better there in that category. But you can see where their problems come as well as far as the turnovers are concerned. They have 368 turnovers listed on the season compared to just 148 steals. So they're definitely turning the ball over a lot more than they're doing that to their opponents. And rebounding-wise, Courtney and Wickland are leading them with about 90 here on the season.
Very good. So that's your look at some of the numbers for these teams. You know, it's always interesting because you look at it on paper and think, well, gee whiz, 1-19 and 9-12. Yeah, you want to pencil out who's going to win that game real easily. But it is really difficult to compare conferences across different ways. You know, in some cases you get, I mean, forever we've seen that with teams like Trainer, Underwood back in the day in girls basketball. You know, those are teams that are always playing up. They're always playing, seems like, bigger schools, and it pays off for them down the stretch when you get sometimes into that tournament run. We're going to listen in now for our national anthem here at Audubon High School as we get ready for this first contest.
Thank you.
And with our national anthem behind us, that means it must be just about time to play basketball here tonight. We'll get things started here very quickly with game one of our doubleheader. Again, it's Cam and Audubon coming up a little bit later on this evening. We'll have that game for you. That one's scheduled to go around 8 tonight. Connor, Reaver, Handlos, Brown, Borkowski for Glidden Ralston, Courtney, Grove, Berger, Wickland, and Beyer, the starters for Guthrie Center. And we are about ready to play basketball here tonight. Two teams ready to go. Wickland in the center circle for Guthrie Center. As the tap is controlled, Handlos jumping center for Glidden Ralston, and the Wildcats have it first as they bring the ball up ahead front court. They work it right side now. Connor dumps it off on the wing. Brown now out high it goes. Brown right side. They're trying to work low. Guthrie Center trying to trap out of that zone. Now here to the near side, Connor. The bounce feed back across the way. Brown with it out on the circle. He'll bring it back out top. Playing the point, Jared Beyer defensively. Trying to stretch that zone a bit. So they work the ball back out top side. Now with the head fake and the drive, Connor pulls up. The jumper no good from 17. Got his own rebound and a foul call. Our first whistle of the ball game. That's going to go against Guthrie Center. That'll be T.J. Wickland picking up the foul. Long rebounds create different types of rebound, or long shots can create different types of rebounding opportunities. Quickly down low now, in the lane, the head fake across, the short jumper up, no good by Handlos from the left elbow, and the rebound to Guthrie Center, their first offensive opportunity now as Courtney got it off to the far side, the drive, the scoop, no good by Berger for Guthrie Center, and it's rebounded by the Wildcats. Reaver to the front court, and he tumbles as he tried to push the ball up the floor. And we've got a foul whistled. It's going to be on Jared Berger of Guthrie Center. That'll be his first. Wildcats basketball out of bounds on the baseline. Guthrie Center trying to pack it in close. They get the ball out top to Reaver. Left side, Brown. He'll elevate for the three ball. That's no good. And the rebound inside, yanked down by Berger for the Tigers. Up the floor they come with Grove here to the right side. Grove out top. Dump it back here near side. It's Grove. They try to get it to the baseline. The ball knocked away, though. The pass stolen by Oliver Connor. And now the ball taken right back by Guthrie Center. And a foul call. That's going to be whistled against Noah Borkowski. And that will be his first. That's three here in the ball game. The first against Glidden Ralston. The Tigers look to inbound. They lob it high. Courtney with it here right side. He'll leave it across out top for Grove. Left side. Now it goes to Beyer. Grove, back to Courtney, top of the circle, head fakes, the drive, off left side, Grove, he hesitates, little stutter step, a quick shot, good, off the window. Dalton Grove with a tough angle shot left side, about a 16-footer that banked home high off the glass, and it's 2-0 Tigers. Just over a minute and a half gone in the first quarter, now tip and a steal. Ball knocked away by Beyer playing the front of that zone, but he missed the layup try with a left hand, rebound by Glidden Ralston. Pass ahead quickly to Connor down low. He's in traffic now. He ends up on the floor, and the ball taken away by Wickland for Guthrie Center. Well, each team an opportunity up and down the floor, neither able to capitalize. Guthrie Center back front court, left side, Courtney, head fake. Now the drive to the basket. Floats one up high, no good, but a whistle will send him to the free throw line. Foul underneath against Glidden Ralston. Going to whistle that on Borkowski. That'll be his second. That'll send Sam Courtney to the free throw line now for Guthrie Center. First free throws of the night. Courtney, the junior, with a chance to shoot a couple here. And the first one is good. Danced around and fell through. Our first substitution of the night, Brady Danner, a 6-foot junior, checks in now in place of Borkowski for Glidden Ralston. Borkowski on the bench with two quick fouls. Second free throw by Courtney is good. He hits them both. 4-0. Guthrie Center leading with 5:56 to go in the first quarter. To the front court, Connor here near side. Brown now into the corner. Danner has a ball stripped away from him out of bounds. It'll stay in the corner with Glidden Ralston. Cut this Audubon Gymnasium into four slices for the four teams' fans that are here tonight, so it should be a very enthusiastic crowd. As a quick hook shot in the lane, no good by Glidden. Rebound picked up off the floor by the Tigers, and we have a whistle as they're scrambling for the basketball. Guthrie Center just came up with it. They're going to whistle it on Blake Handlos of Glidden Ralston in the scrum. Well, that'll be his first, the third team foul on Glidden Ralston. And up the floor comes Guthrie Center. 5.5 left to go first quarter. Right side, Grove with it for the Tigers. Dumps it down low. Ooh, that pass a little strong and a little high off the head of Jared Beyer. Through his fingertips, off his noggin, and out of bounds. Ball turns over. For Gwynn Ralston, Cameron Carroll checks into the ball game now as Handlos will check out. Oliver Connor will bring it to the front court for the Wildcats. Connor comes left side now to Carroll. To the high post it goes. Danner back to Carroll. Now left side corner. Reaver. Double team, kicks it back out. Three ball coming here from the left wing. That's no good by Carroll. Rebounded by Glidden, though, and they try to drive on the baseline. The ball knocked away out of bounds. Everybody looking at each other. The officials make no... Well, we have one official point one way, one point the other way, but they're going to give it to Glidden Ralston.
Wildcats might have caught a break there.
To the high post now, Reaver with it. Right elbow, across it comes down low. They dump it inside. That's Danner back to Carroll. He tries to drive. Boy, swarming defense by Guthrie Center. Right side, Oliver Connor the drive. He's cut off. His bounce pass down low is knocked away. He dribbled into heavy traffic. But Guthrie Center really doing a good job with that swarming zone, trying to clog things up. Now into the lane it goes. On the run, and a running one-handed layup, T.J. Wickland. Almost looked like he might have gotten away with an extra step there down the lane, but it's a 6-0 ball game. Guthrie Center on top. 4:28 left to go in this first quarter. Quick start for the Tigers. Left side. Boy, they're really playing aggressive defense. Ball knocked away. Connor up with it. Connor trying to get it inside. It's knocked away again and stolen. It's almost like the Tigers have about seven guys on the floor playing defense as they run the floor, and Wickland gets the layup along the baseline. It is 8-0 in favor of Guthrie Center right out of the gate. 4:09 remaining in this first quarter as Glidden Ralston asks for its first timeout of the ballgame. It'll be just a 30-second timeout. They seem to not have any idea what to do with this Guthrie Center defense.
Yeah, give the Tigers a lot of credit with that zone they're running. And it's just a classic example of you don't know what to expect. You know, a team that's 1-19, maybe you assume some things going out there to start the game, but Guthrie Center is ready to play. They're playing very aggressive on the defensive end, and they've been very aggressive going to the basket on the offensive end as well in transition and taking advantage of some of these turnovers. And they just have a lot of energy right now. They're pretty tough to find some open spots on the floor here for Glidden Ralston.
Well, it gets in your head, too, when you're having a hard time even getting shots off. A lot of turnovers here early. Glidden Ralston basketball. We're halfway through this first quarter as they bring it to the front court. Robert Hamilton has checked in now for Glidden Ralston. He has the ball into the corner to Danner. Danner back outside now for Carroll. Carroll, the pass across out front is knocked away and stolen. Up the floor on the run. The layup try, though, is missed by Jared Beyer. The rebound grab put back no good inside by Wickland, and the ball taken out of there by Glidden. They want to run up the left side. They threw it away. Ball thrown away down low as Chris Brown came down the left side of the free throw lane. Tried to bounce one on the base. Oh, they're going to get a break.
It hit off of Wickland's leg.
Well, they're going to give it back to Glidden Ralston. Now in the lane, the drive to the basket. The shot's blocked away. They finally do get an opportunity. Wesley Reaver had his first shot blocked. It came right back to him. He threw it up and in. And then gets fouled on top of that. That'll be the second now on Wickland for Guthrie Center. So the first points of the night by Glidden Ralston, coming from Wesley Reaver inside. And his three-point try is no good, but he got his own rebound. He'll lean and force one back up. No good. Rebound tapped out and grabbed by the Wildcats. Up top of the circle, Hamilton fakes the three. Bounce pass here left side. Reaver will elevate his shot up. No good. Rebound on the baseline. Grabbed inside by Carroll, and he's fouled on the putback try. Glidden Ralston getting a little more aggressive offensively now. That foul underneath is whistled on Jared Berger. That will be his second. We had three players already. We're not even 5 minutes into the game. We have three players in this game with two fouls already. At the free throw line, Cameron Carroll for Glidden Ralston. His first free throw try is good. Up off the bench, Grady Labs checks in now. Freshman for Guthrie Center as Jared Berger checks out. 8-3 the score, Guthrie Center leading. Second free throw try coming by Carroll. And that one is also good. It rattles home. And it's 8-4. They've quickly cut the lead in half. Guthrie Center now to the front court. So they work the ball here near side. Courtney dumps it off here for Grove. Grove looking underneath, pass to Courtney, who settled underneath the basket. He'll turn, dribble back, a little jump hook, no good off the window. A lot of traffic there. Rebound by Glidden Ralston. They want to run up the floor quickly as Reaver. The kick out. Out of the right side it goes. Elevating for the three. Hamilton, no good. Rebound taken down low by Danner. He tries to force it back up. It's stripped away, and we've got a whistle. Two free throws coming here for Danner. That foul going to go against Sam Courtney. That'll be number one on him. That's the fifth team foul against Guthrie Center here early. Back to the free throw line goes Glidden Ralston. First free throw, no good by Brady Danner. Quite a difference from Glenn Ralston from before and after that timeout.
Yeah, they've really come out with a different intensity here and really doing a better job of getting after the basketball.
Second free throw try by Danner is no good. Missed them both. Rebound off the floor taken by Guthrie Center. Up the floor quickly, Courtney wants to drive the lane. Jump stop, the feed back. Into the lane, Wicklund drives to the basket, shot no good, rebound, tapped out, got his own. Takes it back along the baseline, right side, his shot blocked and a foul call. Wicklund missed the first time, got it back, and got fouled by Wesley Reaver. That'll be his first. That's the fourth team foul on Glidden Ralston. And that will send T.J. Wicklund to the free throw line where he knocks down the first. Wicklund with five early points here in the game. Boy, nothing is easy in the lane with these two teams. Every shot hotly contested. Second free throw also good. Wicklund hits them both. 10-4 the score. Up the floor now, Glidden Ralston. Ball is kicked away. No whistle. Now the long pass across is taken here by Carroll. He saves it on the sideline. Carroll double team now as he picks up the dribble, leaves it for Reaver, left side, all the way across Hamilton. Oh, and his pass quickly knocked away and out of bounds. It'll stay with Glenn Ralston. Courtney got a hand on it, couldn't come up with it though. The ball doesn't sit around one spot very long with these two guys here early, does it? Quickly down low, Reaver left side, going to drive baseline, nowhere to go. The pass out tipped, but it comes to Carroll. Carroll to the right side, now elevating for the three ball. No good as Chris Brown, long rebound, comes out of bounds. And it'll turn over to Guthrie Center. 2:02 left to play in this first quarter. 10-4, Guthrie Center leading Glenn Ralston. Tigers have the basketball to the front court. Left side, Labs with it into the lane. And we got a whistle as he tried to drive to the free throw line. That's going to be against Chris Brown. That'll be his first. Courtney to inbound. Left side, the grab, the turn, the quick fall-away jumper, no good by Labs. Rebound inside, taken by the Wildcats. Right side quickly up the floor. They dump it into the lane. Reaver elevates from the free throw line. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped on the floor. Picked back up. The shot back up again by Reaver. No good. This time the rebound tapped out and controlled by Guthrie Center. Every rebound is like trying to grab a beach ball. Down low, nice feed, Courtney to spin move in the lane and dumped it down low on the baseline to Jared Beyer cutting across for his first bucket. It's 12-4 Guthrie Center. And the Wildcats nearly turn it over now. In the corner with it is Carroll. He saves it, gets it back out top. So they work the ball across, right side baseline jumper. Reaver's shot might have been tipped. It came up short. Guthrie Center the rebound. Long pass ahead now. Again, this is going to be an offensive foul. Jared Beyer got the ball up the left side. He never put it on the floor. He took it and was going to go right to the rack with the finger roll, but he ran right over one of the Wildcats. That's foul number one on Beyer.
Yeah, he had his mind made up. He was going to the basket as soon as he caught the ball.
Just under a minute to go in this first quarter. Glidden Ralston with the ball, down eight. Right side, a long three try. No good from the arc by Carroll, and the rebound yanked away there by Wicklund. Ahead to Courtney. Courtney up the left side for Guthrie Center, out on the circle. He'll fire it back across to Dalton Grove. Grove back to Courtney, and they may try to hang on for the final shot of the quarter as Courtney ends up back near the center circle now, trying to stretch that Glidden Ralston defense. Ooh, they almost threw the ball away. Quick pitch here to the near side. Grady Labs with it. It's knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Guthrie Center. 25 seconds left in quarter number one. The inbound goes low. Wicklund turns, wants to go to the baseline. He'll turn in the lane. His shot no good. Got his own rebound. The head fake, the putback is good. T.J. Wicklund quickly inside for the bucket. 15 seconds left. It's 14-4. Glidden with the ball front court. 12 seconds. Right side it goes now to Hamilton. Back out top. Brown drives underneath, bounce pass, Danner, shot blocked inside by Wicklin. Oh, Wicklin turned and fired the ball up the floor. There were 4 seconds left. The rebound grab, the goal off the front of the rim by Hamilton. Wicklin didn't realize there was more time than that on the clock. He turned full court and just rifled a fastball that rattled the backboard and shot back out towards center court. But Hamilton, the desperation, heaves off the front of the rim. That's the first quarter. 14-4 Guthrie Center leading Glen Ralston after one. Chris will have the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Walnut Street Auto Body in Atlantic is the place to go for all your collision and refinishing needs for your vehicle. Dean Forsman has been in the auto body business for more than 30 years. That's Walnut Street Auto Body, located at 309 Walnut Street in Atlantic. Give Dean and Seth a call at 243-1977. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is there when you are going through stressful times dealing with the loss of a loved one. At your time of need, let Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan be there for you.
With the basketball here to start the second quarter, and they'll launch up a three right at the top of the key by Courtney. Missed, and then a foul on the rebound is reaching over the top and swatting at it is T.J. Wicklin, and that's going to be his third foul.
That's a big problem. Wicklin's been very active inside down low with 8 first quarter points, and with 3 fouls now just seconds into the second quarter, that poses a problem.
And not only that, it put Glidden Ralston into the bonus, so we'll walk to the other end of the floor here, and Noah Borkowski will be at the free throw line. And the front end of the 1-1 is good. 14-5 now. It's 14-4 at the end of the first quarter. Guthrie Center with the lead. But 14-5 now here with that first free throw. Officials now having discussion with some of the players here lining up for the free throw tries. A little bit of shuffling and bumping going on with these rebound attempts. And the second free throw is good by Borkowski. So he's able to knock down the 1-1 bonus and make it 14-6. Guthrie Center now the basketball will try to break pressure, get it across the timeline here on the dribble. Grove will hand it off to Sam Courtney. Now they'll work around left side. Back to Courtney. Skip pass across over to Grove. He'll launch up a three from the wing off the mark. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Courtney. He'll go back up for the putback and knock it down. Sam Courtney with the putback bucket, and it's 16-8 now. Haven't put the, 16-8, the first bucket of the quarter here for, 16-6 should be the score, first bucket of the quarter here for Guthrie Center. Let me get on the right track here. Now the turnover here by Glidden Ralston on the other end. They try to pass it back outside and lost control of it, and it turns over here to the Tigers. Tigers have it, and they'll get it in quickly and down low, right on the block underneath the hoop, and a turn bucket made there that time by Colin Stowe, the freshman. He knocks it down, makes it 18-6. Wildcats back with the basketball. They'll dump it inside here to Borkowski. He'll turn and fire one that's way off the mark. Missed everything, but it's saved by the Wildcats underneath, and they regain control. Connor launches up an awkward shot on the outside, missed off the side of the rim, taken away here by the Tigers. Now they try to steal it. Connor flew in there but missed the steal, fell to the floor. Tigers still have it, and now they'll lose it as they fire a baseball pass across the floor, and they can't handle it. They're looking for Grady Labs on the far side, and he couldn't hang on to the pass and gives it right back to Glidden Ralston. Up the floor now, Wildcats in the corner. Wesley Reaver will dump it back outside, now get in the corner again. He'll dump it on the block. A lot of traffic there. Shot forced up, missed. Put back tapped up and no good once again. And the rebound here to the Tigers. Hanlos had the first crack at it. Up the floor now for Guthrie Center. They'll work it on the perimeter over to Labs. Now let's skip back across here to Grove. Grove, the bounce pass up top to Courtney. They'll back it out and reset the offense. We'll go left side here to Byer. Now down on the block. stuck in there is Grove. Tried to force his way in. Kicked it out at the last moment. Labs the three. No good. Rebound by Grove. He'll kick it back out. Now here's Labs over to Courtney. The pump fake. And he gets called for the walk.
Yeah, and he did.
Shuffed that pivot foot. Took a step back before he got started. And the Wildcats get it right back here.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how Guthrie Center reacts to having a lead like this. They got off to a quick start. They've lost 16 in a row. They've only won one game. That was against West Central Valley early in the season. They don't have a lot of experience being out in front like this.
Into the quarter now here for the Wildcats is Wesley Reaver. He'll dump it back out front. Chris Brown has it. He drives through traffic. Lost it for a moment. Got it back. Dumps it down underneath now here, and a whistle and a foul. As Brown got away with the walk first, and then they got it down underneath to Wesley Reaver, and he's fouled, so he'll go to the line here to shoot the one and one. And the foul going to be whistled against Sam Courtney. That'll be his second.
Yeah, we've already got Wicklund on the bench with two. Now Courtney and Jared Berger each have, or with three rather, Courtney and Jared Berger each have two.
Front end for Weaver is good. Now Wesley Reaver knocks down the front end. He'll have one more coming here for the 6-1 senior. And the second one also good. He's able to take advantage, and the Wildcats have so far here at the line for the one and bonus. And now another turnover as Labs was looking up the floor for a pass, decided against it at the last moment. And that, of course, took him off of his pivot foot quickly, and he gets called for the walk. Connor now will inbound and get it over the far side here for Glidden Ralston. Into the corner they go, now back outside. They throw it back out long. Chris Brown had to track it down before it went over the half court again. Up top again, they go to Connor. He'll drive, dump it to Brown, slicing through and gets to the hoop and lays it in on the right side. Chris Brown with a bucket. It's now 18-10. While the Wildcats are climbing back a little closer now here within eight. Tigers with the basketball out front. Some new faces in there. Berger's going to run the point. He'll dump it down to Grove here at the free throw line and turn a shot. Bounces around on the rim. Hit three times before it goes down, but he gets the roll. And it's now a 10-point game again at 20-10. Wildcats with the basketball. Chris Brown will dump it over right side to Connor. Now in the corner they go. The jumper along the baseline rattled home that time by Blake Handlos. The senior with his first bucket, and it's 20-12. Inbound, Guthrie Center will get it across the timeline against the shifting pressure by the Wildcats. Now front Berger. Into the game right now, Caden Warden came in a little bit ago to replace Courtney. He has it on the left wing. Warden will get it down inside. Now Labs jumps one up just inside the free throw line and knocks it down.
They're really trying to attack that high post area around the free throw line. That's the second straight trip up there where the shots come from right that spot.
10-point game again. Now the right corner into the hands of Handlos. He'll get it back outside. Brown drives and kicks over to Reaver. Now back up top. They'll get it down inside. A spin in the lane and this bump and a backing up shot there. Knocked down by Noah Borkowski here for Glidden-Ralston. 22-14. Guthrie Center the lead and the basketball. And they'll dump it over right side. Now back up top. Pump fake there by Berger. He'll go over to Warden. Now back around the perimeter, Labs, up top, Berger, in the lane. Now they kick it back out. Long three from the top of the key is off the mark there by Berger, and the long rebound comes down to Glidden Ralston. Reaver has it. He'll run it up the floor. Throws it over right side to Connor. Now they bounce it along the baseline. Handlos got cut off. He tried to force a shot up and missed it. Rebound Borkowski, and now he's fouled inside. Hands are just everywhere inside when balls are loose.
That's number three on Berger.
So now both Jared Berger and TJ Wicklund on the bench here for Guthrie Center with three fouls. And we still got 2:43 left to go till halftime here. Quentin Speck, the freshman, will come in here for Guthrie Center. So they're getting a lot of young guys some playing time here in this one early.
Not a ton of depth for either one of these teams. They're having to go very young.
And the free throw missed there by Borkowski on the one and one, so it taken over here now by Guthrie Center. Warden on the outside, lost it for a moment, got it back. Now he'll throw it over right side. Back up top. He'll work it left side into the hands of Grove. Grove puts it on the floor, back up to Warden. Now over to Grove on the left wing. Grove skip pass across, it's stolen right into the hands that time of Clayton Christian. Gordon Ralston has it, they'll work it right side. They've got some new faces in there as well. Carroll gets it in the corner, and the long jump shot's going to be knocked down over that far side by Clayton Christian. And the timeout whistled here on the floor. It'll be a full timeout. 1:59 left to go till half. 22-16, the lead for Guthrie Center. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyman's CarQuest in Griswold is your full auto parts store. They cover all your farm and automotive needs with a full line of hydraulic hose selection. Wyman's CarQuest at 405 Main Street in Griswold, 712-778-2224. The Family Vision Center, they have eyewear to fit your personal taste and lifestyle, from safety to fashion designer, UV sunglasses, and more. Stop in and see the staff at the Family Vision Center, 4 West 5th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-1965 for an appointment. And Peterson Insurance Agency at Elkhorn. They can help you with all of your home, auto, and crop insurance needs with 15 years of experience. They have lots of companies to offer you, such as Danish Mutual and Grinnell Mutual. Give them a call. Peterson Insurance Agency, 712-764-2246.
Welcome back here after the timeout. Guthrie Center took the full timeout. And they have the basketball now here. They try to break pressure again up the floor, just to kind of trapping a shifting trap here as they move up the floor against the ball handlers. They're able to break pressure finally. Now a chip and a steal from behind as Reaver got in there and stole it. He'll give it up the floor now here to Robert Hamilton, who's checked into the game here for Glidden-Ralston at the break. That's Brady Danner who has it. Kick back out top. Now they go into the corner. A pump fake and a drive. Up front here to Hamilton. Now they'll swing it around the horn. Down along the baseline, Christian gets it all the way across onto the other block, but it's lost out of the hands of Cameron Carroll. And that turns it over now here to Guthrie Center. A lot of shifting numbers in this game.
Well, it's Guthrie Center's freshman team on the floor right now. They got four freshmen on the floor.
And they'll bring it up left side on the dribble all the way towards the hoop. And lost that time by Quinton Speck. And it'll be out of bounds at last touch by Glidden-Ralston as they knocked it away.
How does foul trouble hurt a team? Well, they have four freshmen playing right now. So let's see if their freshmen can make minimal mistakes and help the team.
Labs will dump it into the corner. Now it's tipped and stolen. Here's Carroll. He'll try to lob it up ahead. That ball's tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Glidden-Ralston, but a good play that time getting back by Matt Venata, the junior for Guthrie Center, to knock it away. Up the floor now here, and a traveling violation going to be on the inbound by Cameron Carroll, the sophomore here for Glidden-Ralston.
Yeah, I guess if you're wondering about the future of Guthrie Center basketball, well, here it is.
Yeah, here it is. They're playing right now. They're out there on the floor, and they'll have it now here with Warden just across the timeline over to Labs. Labs try to get out of some pressure. He'll dump it across. Now they have it on the far left side. Back up top here to Warden. Now they go right side to Labs. Back to Warden. Now over left wing, Venata. He's guarded closely out on the perimeter. He'll give it up back out top. 28 seconds to go until halftime. Here's Warden. Left side over to Labs. Back to Warden. Back to Labs. Now the skip across, and they threw it out of bounds. He was looking on the far side for Venata, but he had already cut towards the center of the floor. And it'll go out of bounds.
See that Glidden-Ralston defense, that zone coming out further and further and further as that ball was tossed across the front.
Inbound pass here for the Wildcats with 16 seconds to go till half. And they'll run it here out front with Reaver. They'll go right side in the corner. Now they pass it outside back into the corner. That's Carroll for a long three, no good. Rebound Reaver, 3 seconds to go. He'll force up a shot, banker, no good. Rebound comes down to the Tigers, and that'll be the end of the first half of play. So Guthrie Center still with a lead, a little bit slimmer though than they had here after the end of one. It's now a 22-16 ball game here at intermission. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the first half numbers. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. For power lift hydraulic doors, give Wyrick Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Wyrick Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, more than 2,000 not-for-profit public power systems across the country, provide reliable electricity at a reasonable price to their 40 million customers. Atlantic Municipal Utilities is one of them. ADM and Atlantic, the elevator for you when it comes to grain marketing and handling, with on-the-farm pickup and delivery available. ADM, they are your grain marketing consultants. Give them a call at 243-6567 or 1-800-243-6568.
And welcome back here to Audubon High School. It's the site here for our Class 1A district matchups here this evening. A doubleheader of action here in postseason play. And the first game of the night is Glidden-Ralston and Guthrie Center. And the Guthrie Center Tigers got off to a nice quick start here tonight. And they're able to hang on to a lead here at halftime, 22-16 here over Glidden-Ralston. And it's been kind of an interesting back and forth game. There's certainly been a lot of different changes throughout the game, with both teams substituting quite a bit, one because they had to, the other because it seems like they just like to keep the rotation going and see who's fitting well out there on the floor with Glidden-Ralston. But for Guthrie Center, they got some foul issues here, especially with some of their leaders out there on the floor. Both Jared Berger and T.J. Wicklin were on the bench there for a good chunk of the end of the first half, with three fouls apiece and two fouls in that first half for Sam Courtney, their leading scorer on the season. So definitely going to have to be very careful with how they're going to adjust that issue here as they start the second half. It'd be interesting to see if a couple of those guys, even Berger and Wicklin, if they get on the floor right away in the second half or not.
Yeah, you're going to have to manage the foul situation right away. Although, you know, if you're York Plaggy, I'm not so sure that you're all that disappointed right now at halftime. The way the half played out and having to run the last, gosh, what, couple, 3 minutes or so with four freshmen and a junior on the floor. And, you know, you get to a point where maybe you're not necessarily looking for all that much production. You know, who's going to step up and want to take the shot? Because at the time, it didn't seem like anybody wanted to do that with all these young kids on the floor. But you know what? They all played aggressive defense. They come away with a six-point lead here at halftime, even, you know, with all those issues that came up. I don't know that you're all that unhappy right now in the locker room.
Yeah, well, obviously you're feeling pretty good about having a lead. It's something they're not very used to here throughout the season, just picking up that one victory on the year so far. So it's definitely a different situation there. But, yeah, and especially the way that played out there towards the end with some of those key players you like to keep onto the floor, not having that luxury, and you're still sitting all right here with a six-point lead here at the halftime break. For Glidden-Ralston, I'm sure they're just going to be disappointed with the way they started this game. They just came out looking very flat. Guthrie Center was getting all kinds of turnovers, playing aggressive defense, going the other way and converting in transition. And the looks that Glidden-Ralston were getting on the offensive end when they would find a little bit of a spot in that zone just weren't knocking down those shots either. So it was a very slow start for them. They finally got going a little bit there towards the end of the half.
And I agree with you that they're, you know, disappointed with the way the game started. But honestly, if I'm Chris Nelson, coach of Glidden-Ralston, I don't think I'm that disappointed right now at halftime either. Because with the way it started out, you were down 12, 18-6 early. And now you're down 6. You've cut that lead in half at halftime. That's always kind of goal one, is to creep a little closer, give yourself a chance, don't fall further behind. And you look at the foul situation Guthrie Center's in right now. And like you said, the shots kind of haven't been falling real well for Guthrie, for Glidden-Ralston in that first half. So, you know, I'm probably in the same boat as the Guthrie Center coach right now. I'm okay with that. We just keep doing what we're doing. Maybe we get some of these kids in foul trouble again in the second half. And, you know, you just keep chipping away. Don't fall any further behind. And you give yourself an opportunity. I think we're set up for a pretty decent second half here.
Well, that certainly could become a strategy going after some of those players that already have a little bit of the foul issue here, and we'll see if Glidden-Ralston tries to exploit that or not here as we get a little deeper into this ball game here tonight. First half of our doubleheader here this evening, we will have one coming up right after this one's wrapped up, about 8 o'clock or so. They'll get tipped off as the home team here on this floor, the Audubon Wheelers, will get to host the Cam Cougars here for the second game of the night here as postseason play getting underway here this tonight for boys here around the state in high school basketball.
some of the smaller classes here tonight.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the actual scoring numbers here for you from the first half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Farm Service Co-op, located in Atlantic and Oakland, offers custom application of dry fertilizer, chemical, seed, lime, and anhydrous ammonia. They also fill gas, diesel, and propane tanks. Farm Service Co-op, where service is their middle name. Give them a call in Atlantic and Oakland. The Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn invites you to stop in and take a tour. You don't have to be Danish to explore the heritage and the traditions across oceans, across time, at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. JP Lumber in Oakland, your first and only stop for all of your home improvement needs. They also have a garden center with all of your landscaping supplies and locally created garden decor. JP Lumber in Oakland, 712-482-6413.
Welcome back here to Audubon High School here tonight as we have a halftime score here for you. Guthrie Center leading Glidden-Ralston in our first game of the evening, 22-16. Taking a look at the numbers here for you from the first half. For Guthrie Center, they were led by T.J. Wicklin, who had all of his points in the first quarter. He finished with 8 points there in the half. 4 points apiece for both Sam Courtney and Dalton Grove, and then two apiece chipped in by both Jared Beyer, Grady Labs, and Colin Stowe. They were 4-for-4 from the free throw line. For Glidden-Ralston, they had two players with 4 points, Wesley Reaver and Noah Borkowski. 2 points apiece chipped in by Cameron Kirtle, Blake Hanlos, Clayton Christian, and Chris Brown in the first half as they went 6-of-10 from the free throw line. Fouls, as we mentioned, both Jared Berger and T.J. Wicklin for Guthrie Center with 3. Sam Courtney for them has 2. And Noah Borkowski for Glidden-Ralston has 2 also in the first half. The only players that are really in foul trouble, but obviously an issue here for Guthrie Center. As we mentioned, this is the first half of our doubleheader here tonight. Take a look at all the other games that are going on in 1A and 2A action here around the area this evening, just letting you know what games are being played. In Logan tonight, Charter Oak Ute is taking on Woodbine right now, and then Logan Magnolia will face West Harrison a little bit later on. At Essex tonight, Heartland Christian takes on South Page. That game's underway, and then Essex will face Riverside later tonight at 8 o'clock. And then games being played in Orient in Class 1A. Mormon Trail faces Wamoni. That's underway. And then later on will be Orient Maxburg taking on East Union. In Class 2A action tonight, games being played at IKM Manning. Missouri Valley taking on Kemper Catholic. And Oldenburg-Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove faces East Sac County. And then games being played at Trainer include AHSTW taking on Clarinda. And Underwood facing Red Oak. And in Truro tonight, it's Southwest Valley facing West Central Valley. And I-35 facing Clark. Those are the boys' matchups in district play on the schedule tonight. Also, just a note for you as well, the Associated Press released here this evening late the new top 10 basketball poll for the Iowa boys' rankings. And in the Class 1A rankings, it's Gladbrook-Rhinebeck at the top, followed by Danville, Maple Valley, Anthon, Odo, Colonesco, and Central Lyon there at the top five in the poll. And in Class 2A, New Hampton's in the top spot, followed by Western Christian, Applington Parkersburg, Monticello, and also Cascade Western Dubuque in the fifth spot. IKM Manning's ranked sixth there in the 2A poll. Trainer's now tied for ninth also in the 2A poll as they jump in there at 18-3. That win over Atlantic last week and Friday. And then in Class 3A, Williamsburg and Peller are tied for the top spot. Waverly, Shell Rock, Lamars, and Fort Madison, the top five there. And then if you look at Class 4, it's Iowa City West in the top spot, followed by Pleasant Valley, North Scott, Des Moines, Hoover, and Urbandale there. That's a look at the poll there from the Associated Press Boys Basketball Poll released late this evening. So 22-16, our halftime score here is Guthrie Center leads at Glidden-Ralston. We've got third quarter action on the way here for you.
Two teams back on the floor as we're ready to start this second half of basketball. Guthrie Center with a 6-point lead. Two teams look to have their starters back on the floor to get this second half underway. And it's Glidden-Ralston basketball first as Connor brings it to the front court, dumps it off left side to Brown. Now they go to the corner to Handlos. They'll take it up top to Reaver, back to Connor. They work the ball on the perimeter. Now to the right side, Brown. Working against that Guthrie Center defense. They work that zone. into the lane. Now Connor dumps it off Brown. He'll jump and knock one home. Chris Brown hits the 16-footer here on the near side. It's a four-point game now, 22-18. Guthrie Center's once 12-point lead is now eight, or is now four, rather. As they get the ball to the front court, nearly turn it over. Courtney chases down the loose ball. Out top, they go right side to Grove. Dalton Grove back up to the top of the key, now to Berger. Left side, Courtney. Berger running the point this time. Right side, it goes now to Beyer. Jared Beyer back out top. Left side, Grove with it on the circle. Then Ralston trying to pack it in defensively. Now the fall away little jump hook is no good as they got it in the lane to Beyer. Rebounded by Glidden Ralston. Brown to the front court. Stops here near side. Has the ball taken away. Slapped out of his hands. Up with it now quickly is Wicklund. He wants to run across into the lane. Berger, he drives to the basket. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out. Courtney up with it for Guthrie Center. Tigers will keep it. Courtney out top of the circle. Leaves it for Berger. He'll swing it back around top. Right side, Courtney sets up on the arc. Now brings it out top to Berger. Left side, it comes to Beyer. Beyer, Berger. Now Courtney on the right wing. Berger top of the arc. Left side, they set up for Grove. He looked at the three, now pulls it back down. Dumps it inside for Courtney, who snuck underneath. Can't get the shot to go, but a backside rebound by T.J. Wicklund, and he's fouled on the shot attempt. And that'll be Noah Borkowski, and he's the first Wildcat with three fouls tonight. Well, that will send T.J. Wicklund to the free throw line for Guthrie Center. Real good ball movement that time by the Tigers, creating that opportunity as Wicklund misses the first free throw try. Wicklund with 8 points in the first half, led all scorers, all those coming in the first quarter. Borkowski checks out of the ball game now as Brady Danner is back in for Glidden Ralston. Wicklund's second free throw is good. He hits one of his two. And it's a 23-18 Guthrie Center lead. Glidden Ralston front court, baseline, hand low, the jumper no good, and we've got a whistle on the backside of the play. It's going to be against Guthrie Center, and that's Jared Berger, and that is four on him.
Not a smart way to take that fourth foul either. That's a bad decision.
Glidden will inbound the basketball. It's tip, hand low, up with it, off to Brown in the corner. His three no good, and Wicklund got the rebound for Guthrie Center. Up the floor is Grove. He'll fire it across up here near left side into the corner. Courtney back out top. Grove on the right wing now. Grove fires it back across to Courtney. Baseline Wicklund. Tries to dance his way inside. Can't. The bounce feed all the way across to the corner. Right side is Grove. Now Berger. Left side to Courtney. And a traveling violation whistle. Courtney called for steps, and that'll turn the ball over. Berger will check out now as Grady Labs will come back into the contest for Guthrie Center. 5:50 left in the third quarter. 5-point lead for Guthrie Center. Glidden Ralston with the ball. Handlos left corner. They'll fire it back out top now to Brown. Brown here right side to Connor. They'll dump it into the corner. Reaver elevates for the three. That's no good. Rebound taken out of the air by Dalton Grove of Guthrie Center. Tigers back up the floor. Labs here left side. They work the ball on the perimeter. Grove right side baseline. Head fake, now the drive across, and a foul called as T.J. Wicklund tried to fight his way across the baseline. He took that ball from down around his waist to bring it up for the shot, and Handlos came across on the arm for the foul. That's his second. Two more free throws coming here for T.J. Wicklund, and the first one is good. 10 points now for Wicklund. Handlos checks out. Clayton Christian back in for Glidden Ralston. Second free throw try is good by Wicklund. And it's 25-18, a 7-point lead for the Tigers. Glidden Ralston now with the basketball front court. Reaver leaves it out top for Brown. Brown with it. Here to Connor on the right wing. Well off the circle. Out of the corner it goes. That's Christian. Back all the way across to Brown. He'll elevate from the free throw line. The jumper in and out, no good. And Wicklund clears the rebound. Wicklund for Guthrie Center having a very nice game here tonight. He gets the board. Front court now. The Tigers have it. As they inbound the basket, or they try to feed it inside. It's tipped away and stolen by Glidden Ralston. Now up the floor with it is Brown. He drives, floats one up in traffic. No good. Forced that one. Rebound taken by Courtney for Guthrie Center. Sam Courtney now will walk it up the floor now. Leave it for Grove. Grove back up top to Courtney. Courtney top of the circle. Right side. They work it off to Beyer. Now into the lane. Bounce pass Labs underneath Wicklund, and he's fouled. He got it on the baseline, used that body to shield himself, and got fouled on the backside. That's going to be on Wesley Reaver. That'll be his second. Well, Guthrie Center really moving the ball well here in this. They're deliberate, but they're moving the ball very well, passing well, getting in good spots as Wicklund misses on the first free throw attempt. They have 3 points here in the quarter, all from the free throw line, all from Wicklund. For Glenn Ralston, Robert Hamilton has checked back in. Cameron Carroll also back into the game. One more free throw here by T.J. Wicklund, and that one's no good. Rebound taken away by Glenn Ralston. Up the floor quickly comes Carroll. Left side corner. He'll get it right back now as Carroll works it out on the perimeter. He's hounded by Grove defensively. Across right side, Hamilton. Out top, it's Brown. Brown, Hamilton here in the right corner. Dumps it down low. The kick back out. Christian gets it out to Brown. His three ball, no good. Rebound to Carroll and a reach-in foul. And that's Courtney, and that's going to be his third. Berger on the bench with four. Courtney and Wicklund each have three now for Guthrie Center. Those are really key players for this team. We're going to have a substitution for Guthrie Center as Caden Warden, one of the freshmen, will check back in as Courtney will hit the bench. 3:55 left to go in the third quarter. It's a 7-point Guthrie Center lead. The inbounds feed underneath is knocked out of bounds by the Tigers, so Glenn Ralston will keep it. 25-18 our score. Guthrie Center leading. It's the first of two games. Audubon and Cam coming up next. The inbounds coming left side. They dump it back out top. They work the ball into the lane. They turn around from the free throw line. Up and good. Grady Danner got the ball. Cutting across. Hits the fall away. And it's 25-20. Guthrie Center by five. Dalton Grove out top. Works it here left side. Gets it right back. Grove to Warden. Warden off the dribble. Back up top to Grove. Back to Warden here on the left wing. Warden, they clear out. There's no one here. Back up top. Nearly a foul there on Hamilton. He almost stole it as well as he ran into Grove trying to come up with that loose bounce pass. Now Warden back out top to the right side to Grove. Grove looking to the baseline. That's Wicklund. He'll lob it out top for Warden. Warden tries to drive. Back left, right side it goes to Grove. 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Left side, Labs. Across it goes to Grove. Head fake and he walked. Very patient offense, but you got to get opportunities at the end of those two, and they just didn't. Grove a little too much movement. So Glenn Ralston up the floor with a chance to cut into the lead a little more. They go baseline left side. Christian underneath. Bank shot up and good as he fed Brady Danner down low on the left block. And it's a three-point game. This is as close as the Wildcats have been since the first minute or two of the ball game. 25-22, a three-point game. They spread the floor and get it ahead quickly into the corner, and Wicklund gets fouled. He had the ball in the corner, and Brady Danner tried to face him up there defensively. Just bumped him. That'll be the first on Danner. Fourth on Glenn Ralston in the second half. Ball out of bounds. Out top, they inbound it to Labs. Left side, it comes down to Warden. Warden back out top to Labs. Oh, he lost the ball right through his hands. Picked up off the floor by Carroll. He wants to run. Left side layup is good. The run out makes it a one-point game. It's 25-24. Glenn Ralston trying to step up the defense in the backcourt. They steal it. Hamilton stole it, then lost it out of bounds as he took it away from Warden. And then lost it trying to get to the basket. So the ball will turn back over. Brown is out. Wesley Reaver back in for Glenn Ralston. 2:10 left in the third quarter. Sam Courtney checks back into the Guthrie Center lineup. They need that stability outside. Ooh, Courtney just grabbed and pushed off of Hamilton to get himself open for the inbounds feed. No call there. Now to the front court. It's Grove with it to Courtney here on the left wing. Courtney back out top to Grove. Dalton Grove turns, drives into the lane. The bounce pass low to Beyer, to Wicklund. He turns in the lane. The flip, no good. He was stumbling and falling. He flipped it underhand up, almost got it to go. The rebound, though, taken by Reaver. Into the front court comes Glenn Ralston with a chance to take their first lead of the ballgame. Bounce pass down low. Ball knocked, stripped, and stolen. Wicklund took it away. Wicklund off now to Courtney. Up the floor, long pass. It's off the hands of Jared Beyer. A little too tall, a little loosey-goosey there with some dribbles and some ball movement by both of these teams. The officials letting them go, though. Now up the floor comes Glenn Ralston. Again, a chance to take their first lead. Reaver on the right side with it. The bounce feed into traffic. It's stolen away. It's off the hands of Christian. Stolen. And run back up the floor. The running one-hand layup try is no good by Wicklund. The finger roll wouldn't go. And Glenn Ralston again the rebound. Hamilton to the front court. Out top. They get it in the lane. Danner. They dump it down low. Reaver posting up. Basket good down the right side. And that's the first lead of the ball game for Glenn Ralston. It comes with a minute left in the third. Pressure back. Court ball knocked away. It's out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Glenn Ralston. 53 seconds left to go in this third quarter, and Jared Berger, four fouls in all, comes back into the game. He'll take the inbound. 26-25, Glenn Ralston now the lead. To the front court, it's Grove with it. Grove here near side, back to Berger. He'll drive the left side of the lane, looking low, dumps it in for Wicklund. He goes underneath, the head fake, bank shot, good, and a foul. T.J. Wicklund with a basket down low, quick head fake. That got Clayton Christian in the air. Christian picks up the foul, his first. That'll send Wicklund back to the free throw line. It puts Guthrie Center back on top. Wicklund's free throw, no good, off the front of the rim. 1-point lead for Guthrie Center here with 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Hamilton out top for Glenn Ralston. They may hang for the last shot. Let's see what they choose to do. Carroll left side now into the corner. Back out top it comes. To the high post. Now baseline. They work the ball left side in the triangle. Back out top it comes to Hamilton. 16 seconds left as Glenn Ralston now calls for a 30-second timeout. They want to set up this last play and use this possession. We'll keep it here. 27-26. Guthrie Center leading. Glenn Ralston has had all of one lead tonight, and it was for 1 point with 1 minute left to go in the third quarter. It's been an uphill climb for them all night long.
Yeah, it really has been really tough for them, but they're starting to play a little bit better. It just seems like right now both teams are kind of helter-skelter, the ball not being controlled very well on either end of the floor, a lot of turnovers and a lot of bad decisions, but Glenn Ralston's taking advantage to at least get some points on the board here in this quarter.
Well, the Wildcats have a chance to retake the lead here as we approach the end of this third quarter. They'll inbound, coming out of the timeout. Reaver will fire it ahead, taken there by Christian. Back out top, it goes to Carroll. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Left side, Carroll on the dribble. Picks it up to Christian, left corner. Back out top to Reaver. 5 seconds. Out it goes to Hamilton. He turns. Back outside, it goes to Reaver. 2 seconds, one. He has to force one up, and it's off the front of the rim, no good. Just a line drive toss. That's the end of the quarter. Guthrie Center has one field goal in the third quarter, but they will take a 1-point lead into the fourth. 27-26, back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Home Sweet Home Care. Let their professionally trained, supervised staff be there to take care of your health needs. Offering licensed RN and LPN services, along with home care aides under the direction of an RN. Home Sweet Home Care, with offices in Atlantic and Clarinda. Sorensen Farm Equipment, offering the widest range of tractor power in the industry, and is your New Holland dealer with a service department that can't be beat. Sorensen Farm Equipment, Highway 59 in Harlan. Base Repair. In Atlantic wants to remind you that proper care and maintenance can extend the life of your vehicle. For complete automotive and truck service, call Jeremy Base of Base Repair at 249-7476 or stop by 12 North Lynn Street in Atlantic.
Back here at Audubon High School, the site of our 1A district matchups tonight here in a doubleheader, and it's Guthrie Center with the lead by a point and the basketball as we head to the fourth quarter here in this first game of the night. 27-26, the lead for the Tigers. They'll lob it inside the lane here and then dump it back outside here on their first possession, and another traveling call against Sam Courtney. He's had a problem with that all night long, dragging that pivot foot before he gets the dribble on the floor. Up the floor now, Glidden Ralston will get their first possession here in the fourth quarter. They'll dump it over left side in the hands of Connor. Now they'll swing it back over to Chris Brown. A long shot, partially blocked, I believe. Saved by Glidden Ralston on the baseline, but into the hands of Grove for Guthrie Center. Now off to Courtney. He'll send it over to Grove on the right side. Grove back out front here to Berger, playing with those four fouls here for the Tigers. They brought him in at the end of the third. Grove back outside here to Courtney. Courtney up top, now to Berger on the left wing. Berger the dribble, now the bounce underneath. Wicklund's down there. They try to reach the basketball. He's able to hang on to it, shuffled his feet across the lane, and then threw one up and got it to splash home.
Hasn't always been pretty inside, but sometimes you just get the job done.
Wicklund with the bucket, and they've got just as many field goals here in the fourth quarter already as they did all of the third quarter, and it was the same guy, Wicklund, who had a bucket in that third quarter. Back up top now for Glidden Ralston. Reaver will dump it over left side here to Connor. He'll stop and fire up a three ball and knock down the low arcing shot. It was almost straight at the rim, and he got it to fall home. And that's the first outside shot we've had hit in this entire game. Tied at 29. Guthrie Center with the basketball now. And Berger trying to dribble towards the baseline. He's cut off there. We'll dump it back out front for Grove. Grove guarded closely by Connor. He'll pick up his dribble and hand it off now into the hands of Beyer. Back now to Berger. Bounce down low. Wicklund in traffic. Pushed a little bit. Got away with it. Then put up a shot. Missed it. Rebound and the putback is up and good by Beyer. Beyer with just his second bucket of the game. And it's now 31-29. Glidden-Ralston basketball. Connor left side. Now in the corner they go to Reaver. Reaver in the lane. Handlos is there. He slices through the defense with one power dribble and goes straight up and gets the bucket. 31 apiece. Back and forth we go now here in the fourth. Out top, Berger gets some instructions from the bench and now we'll bounce it over across to Courtney. Sam Courtney, one dribble and then the lob down low to Wicklund on the block. He goes to work again. This time he's cut off. Tries to force his man, got away with a walk that time. And then got a shot blocked anyways. Taken away here by the Wildcats. Across is Connor. He'll dump it over to Brown. Now left side to Reaver. Reaver back up front. Brown has it. Over to Connor. Connor dribbling outside of that zone. Now in the corner they go to Hamlos. Back out front. Connor will step in. He'll fire one from the elbow. No good. Rebound is going to go to Wicklund. And a foul going to be called on Reaver trying to get after it. And that'll be his third.
It's still only that one-point lead for Glidden-Ralston here in the game. They just can't seem to get back over the hump.
Tied right now here at 31. And that's a 16 foul as well against the Wildcats. So Guthrie Center looking a little closer here to the bonus. Inside Wicklund. Shot blocked again inside. Hanlos got a nice hand up there and rejected him. Up the floor, Reaver will run it right side. Awkward pass, almost threw it away, and he's lucky. Didn't lose it. It was knocked out by Berger. 4:30 left to go in the game. We're tied at 31. Glidden-Ralston with the basketball here. Chris Brown steps inside the arc and fires up a shot. They left him alone. He missed it. And then a foul going to be called on Hanlos, reaching over the top that time of Grove. And Grove will get to go to the other end and shoot free throws. Seventh team foul here against the Wildcats. And we'll see what Guthrie Center can do here at the free throw line.
Borkowski, Handlos, Reaver, all with three fouls now for Glidden-Ralston, too. So foul trouble goes both ways.
Grove, a 62% shooter on the season, and that's what they shoot as a team as well. And he makes the first one.
Got a big opportunity here. Just two fouls whistled against Guthrie Center so far in this half. So nowhere near the bonus for Glidden-Ralston, but Guthrie Center will be at the line all night.
Grove, second free throw on the one-on-one is good. So he makes them both count. And it's back to a two-point lead for the Tigers. 33-31. Connor will run it up ahead and over to Brown. They'll lob it down inside to Borkowski. He's cut off. He'll kick it back out front. Brown crossing over. Looks in the left wing. Now we'll dump it back to Borkowski. He backs down inside. Turns, faces up. Shot partially blocked, but he got it to go and got the foul call. Borkowski going to go to the line with a chance at a three-point play, and it's going to be T.J. Wicklund picking up his fourth foul there on that shot block attempt.
It's after awful lot of contact between both players under there before the shot ever went up. I don't know how he got that one to go in. It was tipped, and it still fell in.
And he makes the free throw, and here's the second time in the game they have a one-point lead. 34-33, the Wildcats back on top with 4 minutes to play. Right side over to Courtney. Courtney will put it on the deck. Dribble in the lane. Slice through. Missed the shot. Wicklund the rebound. They put it back up. No good. Rebound tapped around and controlled by Borkowski. Wildcats the one-point advantage, and they have the basketball back here. Up the floor, Brown will have it. He'll dump it in the right corner. Handlos will put it on the floor and bounce it back out front to Brown. Over to Connor. They'll swing it left side. Reaver. Reaver knocked out of his hands by Grove, but he got a piece of the arm as well, and he'll get called for a foul. That'll be number one on Dalton Grove, and number four of the half now here against Guthrie Center. Coming back into the game, Cameron Carroll here for the Wildcats. He's ready to work it in. He'll get it up top here to Brown. Brown now over to Reaver. Brady Danner's also back in there here for Glidden-Ralston. Up front, Reaver. Going to work out right side. Gets a screen. Doesn't use it, though, and he'll stay out front here. Using some clock right now, Glidden-Ralston. Being patient. Now they'll drive right side. Carroll. Kick back up top. Brown open for three at the top. No good. Long rebound. Tapped in the air. Brown controls it. Nice bounce to Borkowski. He missed the short shot, but got the rebound, and the putback is good. Almost a blown opportunity there for the Wildcats, but they get the bucket, and it's 37-33. They lead it here, or excuse me, 36-33. They lead it by three. On the other end, they lose a basketball. Here's Berger driving through traffic, fell to the floor and lost it. Taken away by Glidden-Ralston.
Too many hands in there to force that dribble.
Wesley Reaver out top with it. Reaver will go right side and hand it off to Brown. Guthrie Center extending pressure out front a little bit further. Brown going to skip it across over now into the hands here, and a shot put up and knocked down that time from the outside. A step back there by Cameron Carroll. So Carroll gets the bucket, and it's now 38-33. 2:17 to go. Guthrie Center going to take a full timeout here to talk things over. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Oakland Pharmacy. Together we can keep access to health care close to home. Plus, they can print your digital pictures instantly on their Kodak processor. Oakland Pharmacy, located at Highway 6 and 59 on the south edge of Oakland. McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina has the latest firearms and accessories at the best prices around. Stop in at McCunn Specialty Firearms, located at 210 Main Street in Messina, or visit McCunnGuns.com. Fairway and Atlantic, for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, lower everyday prices, and friendly service, visit Fairway Store Incorporated. Also try the full-service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic.
Welcome back now here to Audubon High School. We head to the final 2:17 to go here in this boys 1A district matchup between Glidden-Ralston and Guthrie Center. Glidden-Ralston's only had a couple of leads in the game, and this is definitely their largest here at 5 points, 38-33. Guthrie Center basketball out of the timeout, and Berger has it up top. He'll dump it over to Grove right side. They'll go on the wing here down to Courtney. Work to rack around to Berger. Pump takes on the shot. Now we'll send it over left side. Bounce down low. Wicklund in traffic. Knocked away from him and stolen. Carroll comes up with it. He'll go the other way, and he is knocked down to the floor. A lot of contact there. Some hard contact between him and Berger. I don't know if Berger's going to be the one to pick up the foul. He is, and that'll be it for Jared Berger. That's his fifth foul of the game. So the senior, Jared Berger, finishes with no points here in the contest. And he actually has a bloody nose as well to show for it, as he's going to get a towel here to try to keep that from spreading too much further. They're going to have to clean up the floor, too. Yeah, he's bleeding pretty good.
That's a tough foul for Berger to take. You know, it's the right call, but it's just a tough one for him to take because, was it Carroll was driving with the basketball? I mean, he was going full bore in, and he just he put his head down, and he was just going to the basket no matter what. And you know, you just, when you're backpedaling, I guess you're just out of luck on that. But yeah, really the contact was all forced by the offensive player. So, yeah, it's a tough one to take, but it's the right call.
Yeah, he never really had time to turn around and do much about it defensively. But they're going to send him over to the locker room, try to get him cleaned up. And we'll go ahead and take a break here as they get ready to find something to clean the floor here as well. It's 38-33, the lead here for Glidden-Ralston. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira, providing the area with quality care and concern at the time of need. Kessler Funeral Homes in Audubon and Exira. TAMS Agency in Avoca, your auto owner's insurance company. Call TAMS Agency today at 712-343-6332. That's TAMS Agency in Avoca. Nelson Farm Supply at 6th and Chatburn in Harlan, your Gell Farm Equipment Sales and Service Center. When you need something for your farm, you'll find it at Nelson Farm Supply in Harlan.
And welcome back here to Audubon High School. Mr. Spee's doing his best job to play cleanup here out on the floor.
I think the wrestling team probably hid the blood kit. They found it, though. We're good to go.
Got all the blood cleaned up off the floor that came out of the nose of the man that's not going to be able to play anymore, Jared Berger, who just fouled out of the game. And we'll have two free throws coming up now here for Cameron Carroll. Carroll at the free throw line for the first here for the Wildcats. It's off the mark.
Been a good run, a 7-0 run here by Glidden-Ralston.
Still hanging on right now to that 5-point advantage at 38-33 with one more free throw coming here. That one's also no good, so it'll stay a 5-point game. 1:46 to go. Guthrie Center with the basketball, and Sam Courtney will run the point. Throws it over right side. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Reaver got a hand on it. Now they'll dump it back inside here, and Courtney has it. Guarded closely by Reaver. Sends it across over to Labs, who's back in there. Now a reach-in foul going to be called here against Chris Brown for Glidden-Ralston.
Yeah, silly foul way out 18, 19 feet away from the basket. They're in the bonus, so you're giving them free throws.
So the freshman, Grady Labs, who has 2 points here tonight so far, will head to the free throw line here for some big free throws. And the first one is good, so he'll earn the second. One more coming here for Labs. And that one's no good, a little strong. Rebound, though, by the Tigers, and the putback is no good, but a foul going to be called, and Jared Beyer will get to go to the free throw line.
Strong rebound by Beyer, and that's Borkowski with his fourth. Still a lot of time left in the basketball game here. And you know, you lengthen the game by getting a chance to score with the clock stopped.
Minute and a half to go. Nora Borkowski picks up his fourth there, and the free throw off the side of the rim, though, missed that time by Beyer. He's got one more, a chance to cut it to a one-possession game. It's a 4-point lead right now for the Wildcats. And the second one is good, so he cuts it to a 3-point game. Inbound now for Glidden-Ralston. Some pressure put on a little stronger now here by the Tigers. And we're going to have a reach-in foul. Chris Brown lost the handle on the ball, but a late foul going to be whistled here against Courtney, and that'll be his fourth. And now a whistle and a timeout going to be taken here by Glidden-Ralston. It'll be a full timeout with a 1:25 to go. 38-35, Wildcats lead the Tigers. Take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Nishna Valley Family YMCA, a great place for family fun. The mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. Open 359 days of the year at 4:30 a.m., Monday through Friday. We make it easy to join with no long-term contract and classes for all ages. You can work out anywhere, but you belong at the Nishna Valley YMCA. Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Let them handle all of your automotive needs, from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's the Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call the McDermott Auction Building at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic at 243-4673. where buyers and sellers go to get the best and let McDermott's do the rest.
Back out of the timeout, Glidden Ralston with the basketball. They'll break pressure, and they get it down immediately on the block underneath to Noah Borkowski, who gets the easy bucket. So a quick bucket there by Glidden Ralston out of the timeout. They lead by five again. Now Courtney on the other end for the Tigers takes a long three that's missed. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Wicklund, and it'll be Glidden Ralston basketball. A little tougher spot now here for Guthrie Center with a minute four to go, and they trail by five. It's 40-35. Substitution here before the inbound now for the Tigers as they're going to take Courtney out and bring Mr. Warden back in, the freshman. Inbound pass to Borkowski in the middle. They'll reach and they'll foul him. A reach-in foul is going to be called here against Beyer. And that'll be the first on Beyer. But that is now the 17th foul, so we do go to the free throw line on the other end now for Glidden Ralston. And second foul, there on Beyer. Free throw on the way, and that's going to be up and good on the first here by Noah Borkowski. So he takes advantage and earns one more. 41-35, Glidden Ralston leading. Second free throw coming here for Borkowski. On the way, and good. He makes them both. And we have another timeout taken here by Glidden Ralston with a minute two left to go. 42-35, they lead it. Take another break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Capel's in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find everything you need for kids, moms, dads, and grandparents. And if you can't find it, just ask one of their friendly, helpful sales staff. Capel's in Atlantic, where you'll receive great service after the sale. EO Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, for all your insurance needs, home, farm, business, auto, crop, life, health, and long-term care. Visit with EL Ransom Insurance Agency. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, your independent insurance agent serving you first. Satisfy your pet needs at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry blue pet food for dogs and cats, made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb. Wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Audubon High School. 42-35, Glidden Ralston leading Guthrie Center. A minute two to go in the game. Guthrie Center has the basketball. They'll inbound here to Labs. Labs going to work it across here to Grove. Grove up the floor. They're really watching Courtney on the outside with Reaver. Grove going to drive all the way in. Floated one up way short. Labs the rebound, though. He'll kick it back out to Grove. He's going to step out for a three try that's short. And the rebound pulled down by Chris Brown. And he'll try to race up the floor here right side and finally going to be fouled here by Guthrie Center. And he'll go to the free throw line here for the 1-1. Three different Tigers there in the vicinity. And they're going to whistle that one against Jared Beyer. That'll be his third foul. That is now the eighth team foul of the half here against Guthrie Center. So Chris Brown, the 6-foot junior here at the free throw line. For the 1-1. The front end on the way and good. Wildcats have knocked down their last few important free throws to help out the cause. Oliver Connor going to check back in now here for Glidden Ralston as Cameron Carroll will check out. One more free throw now here for Chris Brown.
It's been a 12-2 run here by Glidden Ralston so far to try to close out this game.
And a second free throw is good. Inbound pass now for the Tigers. They'll get it in here to Courtney. He'll cross over into the lane all the way with the scoop. Missed it. Rebound Borkowski. And he'll hand it off now here to Reaver. Reaver dribbling out of pressure. He'll send it over across to Brown. 28 seconds to go. Brown across the timeline. Throws it up ahead to Borkowski. Borkowski now will send it back up top. It's tipped. Loose. Tracked down by Reaver before he goes out of bounds. He's hanging on to it. Now will dribble and give it off to Brown. Brown being chased. Out front, no fouls called here. And the up top now here again to Reaver. And now Grove goes at the basketball and a reach-in foul finally going to be whistled
with just 5 seconds left to go here in the game. Grove will pick up the foul. And we'll go to the free throw line here as Wesley Reaver will close this game out here for the Wildcats. It wasn't looking good for them early here in this game, but they played a much better second quarter, then had a good advantage in the third quarter, and are now finishing strong. We have an intentional foul whistled here after the missed first free throw. So Jared Byer is going to pick up the foul, the intentional foul. First free throw there by Reaver was missed, and then the foul away from the basketball on the rebound try. And we have an intentional called against Byer. And going to the line now here will be Chris Brown for the free throw tries. He stands all alone at the stripe, and he'll knock down the first. One more coming here for Brown on the intentional call. And that one's short. So it makes one out of two, but they'll get the basketball back here with just 4.8 seconds showing here on the game clock. Oliver Connor will inbound it. Connor looking in. Gets it in the corner here to Brown. Brown will dribble back towards half court, and Guthrie Center going to back off, and that'll do it. A final 10-point margin here for Glidden-Ralston, winning it over Guthrie Center in our first game of the night here at Audubon High School. 45-35, the final score. We'll take a break, come back to wrap this one up. Listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Tune Up In. When you need quality repairs on your farm equipment, call the Tune Up In in Wyota. Maynard of the gang will get to the bottom of your troubles and get you back in the field. Expect quality service from the Tune Up In in Wyota. Cass Incorporated. We've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We're proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Robinson True Value Hardware in Atlantic, serving Cass County for 75 years, carrying paint for every surface and hardware for every purpose. Robinson True Value Hardware, located in downtown Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Audubon High School as we wrap up the first half of our doubleheader here in boys 1A district action tonight. And it's a win for the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats, 45-35 over the Guthrie Center Tigers here this evening. As it was a slow start for Glidden-Ralston, a quick start for Guthrie Center, and ended up being a 22-16 lead for Guthrie Center at halftime. They still led by one at the end of the third quarter, despite just having one field goal in the third quarter, 27-26, but then all things kind of fell apart there late, and Glidden-Ralston made the plays down the stretch. A nice run here to pick up the victory.
Well, it was an 18-6 start for Guthrie Center, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish. It was a 14-2 finish after they were down 33-31. That was the last lead by Guthrie Center as Glidden-Ralston finished on a 14-2 run to win the ball game. Just not a lot of experience winning games this year for Guthrie Center, and it showed down the stretch.
Sure did, and taking a look here at the final statistics here for you for Glidden-Ralston, they had 13 points here tonight, and most of them down the stretch for Noah Borkowski as he led the charge here this evening. Also had 7 points for Chris Brown, 6 points apiece chipped in by both Cameron Carroll and Wesley Reaver, 4 points tonight here for Blake Hanlos, and also 4 points for Brady Dannard, and a three-pointer chipped in by Oliver Connor, 2 points tonight as well for Clayton Christian here in the victory, as they went 6 of 10 in the second half from the free throw line, but some important ones down at the very end when they needed them, and they went, or they had 12 of 20 at the free throw line here for the contest. For the Guthrie Center Tigers, they finished with 15 points from T.J. Wicklin, who had a hot start. He had 8 points in the first quarter, finishes with 15, and did most of his scoring both in the first and third quarters. He was the only one to score for Guthrie Center in the third quarter. 6 points tonight, chipped in by Dalton Grove. 4 points this evening for Sam Courtney, 5 points apiece, or 5 points for Jared Beyer, and 3 points tonight for Grady Labs, the freshman, and Colin Stowe, the freshman, gets a bucket as well. Pretty good ball game here, this first one tonight. It was ugly at times for both teams, but Guthrie Center looked like they were giving themselves a chance, and they did give themselves a chance to try to pick up their second win of the season here in the postseason, but it just wasn't meant to be as the Wildcats come roaring back and play a nice end of this game and pick up the win. Glidden Ralston wins it over Guthrie Center 45-35 in the first half of our 1A district doubleheader here tonight. Second game getting ready to start here shortly as Audubon will be hosting the Cam Cougars. The Wheelers getting to play here on their home floor here tonight. Nice crowd on hand here for the games here this evening. We look forward to bringing you the next one coming up here shortly. We're going to take a break. We'll send it back to the KJN studios just to get a quick weather update for you, just a quick check of the SkyScan weather forecast, and then we'll come right back and get you ready for action here in our second ball game of the evening. Once again, it'll be Audubon taking on Cam in the second game tonight. First game score, Glidden-Ralston 45, Guthrie Center 35. Back in a little bit, you're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.